This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We have talked before about leading and lagging indicators, right? Data about what happened in this economy versus data that tells you what might be around the corner. Inflation is kind of a classic lagger. What the rate of price increases has been the past month or year or time span of your choosing. I go there at the top of the show today because, as you have no doubt seen or heard in your regular news routine today, the August Consumer Price Index came out this morning. Headline inflation 3.7% from a year ago. You strip out food and energy to get to what is called core inflation, even though we all use food and energy. That is at 4.3%, gas mostly. But again, that's what has already happened. Wouldn't it be handy to have a sense of where we're going, what inflation's going to look like in, say, I don't know, 6 months? That's the assignment we gave Sabri this morning.
Economist Ken Galbraith once said, "The only function of economic forecasting is to make astrology look respectable." But here goes.
Alan Detmeister, economist at UBS Investment Bank.
Obviously, you have psychic powers. So what do you think inflation is going to look like in like 6 months?
So in 6 months, you'll be calling me up. We'll have just had the February CPI release. What I expect is that we'll be seeing core CPI increases that are still just a little bit above where the Fed is comfortable with.
So prices will probably be around 3.25% higher than a year before, better than today's number of 4.3%. Inflation for goods, just general physical objects, will be back to pre-pandemic levels or lower, Detmeister says. Services, haircuts, car repair, probably not.
They're kind of the last area where we haven't seen clear signs of significant slowing.
Food is one of those extra volatile things that economists sometimes take out of the inflation equation, but we all got to eat. Jake Hanley is managing director of agricultural investment firm Tucrium ETFs.
You know, looking 6 months out from now, I would expect food inflation to continue to trickle lower.
That is assuming the cooperation of two things that are not known for being particularly cooperative.
Good weather and continued availability of food.
Availability, meaning hopefully things don't escalate in Eastern Europe and stop the flow of grain from there. There are other inflation wildcards.
The big question is what happens to the labor market?
Gus Fauché is chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group.
Part of the slowing in core inflation is predicated on gradually slowing job growth, a bit more slack in the labor market, reduced wage pressures.
If that happens too much and there's a recession, inflation could come down faster. If the job market is too hot, inflation could fall more slowly. For now, though, Fauché says we are on track to get back to the Fed's preferred target of around 2% by mid-2024. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.